You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some pretty cool stuff today we got to talk about. Apparently, scientists think that they have devised a blood test that could predict aging and even how long we will be able to live. I don't know if any of us really want to know that type of information, but, you know, it'll help make healthcare costs a little easier and cheaper if we kind of know, when our time is up, what type of ailments we're going to get. So we'll talk about that test. Pretty cool stuff. Another reassuring study saying most of you that take cholesterol medication, your statin medication, won't have any real major side effects. They're pretty safe. When to go on a statin? Do you need to go on a statin? Are we going to now use statins more because of this? And why is the statin Dahlia's most favorite medication? I think you guys already know why it's my favorite medication. But it's important to talk about air pollution. Another study coming out saying air pollution is linked to heart failure and lung cancer. Where I live, we're having the huge Mount Charleston fires. And these fires have the city clouded in smoke. Air quality extremely poor. Even though fire, still a little different than air pollution in terms of constituents, but I'm having a lot of people ask me, you know, what's going on with the air we're breathing right now, and what precautions should be taken. So as you can see, we got a pretty busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, wow. I gotta ask you guys something, okay? I feel like I've been around the block, okay? So I feel like I kinda know all the little tricks guys pull, but something kinda, bothered me yesterday with the patient. Let me go back a little bit. A few months ago, I saw this patient, and usually when I come into a room, I shake their hand, I, smack them in the shoulder, and I'll hug patients. I'll hug patients, okay? So I came in a couple months ago, patient stood up, young guy, young guy, probably late 40s, early 50s, stands up, gives me a hug. I give him a hug, okay, no, doesn't grab my butt, nothing like that, but I thought his arm was kind of squeezing, I don't know, the side of my boob, just a little too much for a hug, and I kind of just chalked it off going, and it was the left boob. I'm thinking, well, you know what? I am a pretty, well-stacked woman. Maybe I'm just not having the good lateral support of the bra. Maybe I don't know in the hug. So I just thought, okay, well, it was me. Okay, don't even think about it. Well, he's in my schedule yesterday, and isn't it amazing? I mean, things happen all the time. You bang into people hit your butt, whatever. But I just remembered this about him. All right, and, you know, before I walked in. Well, I walk in, he stands up to give me, I wasn't going to hug him. You know, I was going to kind of make a left turn, you know, as you walk into the room, go in and turn and make a left turn, right? But he stands up for a hug. I go, you know what? I'm watching it this time. I give him a hug. So I guess my arm, I would say usually when you give a hug, right? It's kind of like, you know, when you dance, one arm is on the shoulder, one arm is around under the other arm, right? You guys kind of crisscross arms. So I crisscrossed arms, okay? Protecting the left side. First, second, or two of the hug, fine. But he didn't let go of the hug. He slid his arm down and boom, I felt my boob squeezed again. Not from the front, but from the side. Now, I don't know if I'm more upset that this guy was copying a feel or that there's a move out there that I'm uncognizant of and I could just go. I mean, is that a move? You guys, was there some hug move where the volar part of your forearm. Volar is the underside. Dorsal is the top part. The volar part of your underarm, as you hug somebody, can hit the boob. Or is it just, I just got too much boob, and it's not this guy's fault. But the reason why I think there's intent, and I'm firing this guy, is because this is the second time it's happened, and he didn't let go of the first hug. Okay, so when we were done, he tried to get up and hug me again. I gave him my hand. I shook his hand. I gave him a look like, dude, please, not going to try that again. And mind you, this is a patient of mine for close to a decade. I don't know when this guy turned from happily married man to I'm going to try to cop an underside feel with my volar forearm. Unless I'm just taking this out of context. I mean, how long is a hug supposed to be? And are your arms supposed to shift? And there was a shift. That's what I'm saying. There was a shift in the hug. The arms moved to a different, and I had to stop the hug. That's a move. And I'm surprised. I've had so many moves made on me. I mean, in my, you know, ever since, I don't know, first grade, I should know all the moves. Is this a new move? Or am I being paranoid? I don't understand. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now I know girls have moves. We women have moves. But our moves, women's moves, don't inappropriately touch you. I have never made a move on a guy where I touched anything in his body, his butt or whatever. Women don't make those moves. If a woman makes a move on a man, her move is to manipulate where his eyes go. There's certain things you could do and you guys already know this, okay, to strategize and, like I say, manipulate where a man's eyes will wander. For example, okay, I'm very light-skinned. All right, I had one of those, you know, 80s type t-shirts in high school. So what did I do? I wore a black bra. A black bra strap that is seen underneath the shirt, it attracts the eye to the bra strap. I thought I had a sexy shoulder. So you see, manipulation that way for sight. But honestly, a move where in a hug, you're able to touch the boobie with the side of your arm, that's not cool. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Before we go into today's news, I was pretty upset that I think a patient copped a feel twice. Okay. Yeah, I could claim sexual assault, but basically he copped a feel. And it was a move that I had never seen before. And kind of snuck up on me twice. Pretty upset about it. Some of you want to comment on these new moves that some of these guys have. We got Pebbles, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is it Pebbles from Texas?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Pebbles.
Oh, I love it. All right, what's going on?
I do too. I just wanted to say, why didn't you just ask him? If he's been a patient for 10 years, why didn't you just ask him? Dude. Are you trying to cop a pill?
You know, I was thinking about that because I am very open like that. The problem is when you're one-on-one with a patient, and the patient could easily then, I mean, if he got all insulted, it's one of those subjects where to defend himself, it could go a whole nother way. You are imagining that I'm doing this, whatever. So for me, it was, all right, you're just going to get a handshake now. Let's walk you out, hands in front of you type of thing. And I did it. But, yeah, somebody like me is extremely open about it. I'm like, dude, did you just grab my butt? I mean, but this was something that was so subtly done. And this particular patient is a very... And he's not going to be a patient of mine much longer, let me tell you that. He's a very, has a sensitive, I don't want to give him a diagnosis, over the air, not that I'm telling you his name, but basically this is somebody where it has a very unpredictable emotion issue type of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I love the show. I listen every day.
Thanks. Thanks. I know. But you know what? I got to put this guy at his place because I got to protect all of us women, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I got
to
stand up for
that. And that's good to put that out there, but I'm married, so I really don't have to worry about it. Because if I thought someone was doing that, I would ask. Or the second time, I probably just would have hit it.
Well, yeah. Well, trust me. You know, kneeing somebody in the groin is my specialty. The only problem is you can't do that on a patient. Knowing the laws out there, the doctor would probably be going to jail for aggravated assault or, you know, dismemberment or something.
It would just be your word against his word.
Mm-hmm. But I'm the doctor. You remember, doctors are bad guys. Especially doctors that don't take kindly to Obamacare. I'm considered the bad guy. And he could say, wait a second, Dolly is the expert on psychology. Dolly is the expert on sex. Dolly is the expert on boobies. She's the one that rubbed her boob against me. You know, it's tough when you're in that position. You know, it's so easy, you know, and I've done this on the show all the time. Oh, go ahead and complain. Go ahead and fight back. Go ahead. But then when you're in that situation, you're like, wait a second. How do I, you know, it is. It's a lot more difficult. So what do? Well, I go to the radio and I complain about it. That's what I do.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, here's the thing, and I know I need to move on to other subjects, but I need to find out from the guys, what the hell is the scoop here? Because, okay, I don't think like a guy, I think like a woman. And to me, there's no sexual satisfaction in touching somebody that doesn't want to be touched. Okay, or copying a feel. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't see how there's any gain, unless, of course, you're a pervert. But if you're a non-pervert, all right, is it just that you're playing stupid? I mean, there are so many other ways to tell a girl you like them or that you're attracted to them. There's so many other ways to do it. And I think guys just do this wrong. Do I think this particular patient is a pervert? I didn't up until now. Now I think the guy is a total perf. But and again, this is a patient of mine for a long time. Now, mind you, since the show, since some of the fame that has, but trust me, I don't know why I have even any fame, but apparently there are some fans out there. Yes, we have had some people that have become patients and, only to meet me, get a prostate exam, etc., which is something I have to be extremely careful about being in my position, okay? Don't come to me if you aren't a real patient, okay? Don't be trying to do this, you know, oh, I want to take a picture or something like that, you know. But this is somebody who was with me before the big change. So anyway, for that, I think perv. But listen, guys, okay, when you try to make a move, right, or cop a feel, all right, that doesn't get the woman in the mood, okay? If you want to get a woman in the mood, if you want to have a woman attracted to you, then you need to have her approach you. Some of the smartest moves that guys came up with was the, oh, you know what, let me help you put your necklace on. Or let me, you look like you got a crink in your neck, let me work that muscle out. The neck is probably one of the most brilliant spots for a guy. Now, I'm not telling you to do this on somebody you don't know who unwittingly doesn't want it. But, I mean, if you're really trying to make a move, none of this volar forearm rub against the boob type of thing. Not only does that tick the person off, but it makes them want to kick you in the nuts. Now, if you want to enamor somebody by touch, the neck has a lot of these certain erogenous zones, okay? Putting on a woman's necklace allows you to touch certain parts of her neck. Now, you got to be careful, and it's got to be completely accidental. Okay, because if you look like you're trying to find the, you know, I see some of you guys, my husband was trying to do that. Okay, wait a second. Okay, so here's your cervical vertebrae. Here's where the trapezius attach. All right, and then, okay, you got your sternocleidomastoid. And, you know, because he's a chiropractor, and so, you know, he knows the anatomy. He's like, nah. Just, you know, act like it's not happening. And then, but we've talked about certain spots. We've talked about G-spot. We talked about things and approaches that guys could do. But not even with touch. The woman feeling like, I mean, to giving the woman the power to empower her to approach you is probably going to reach the highest success than you trying to sit there and try to cop a feel. Okay, there are thousands of ways you could tell a person you're attracted to them. There's a thousand ways. No, don't look at their boobies. Guys have done that too. Don't look at a woman's boobies. Don't do that. Okay, because again, boom, looks like perv. Okay, you don't want the perv alarm firing, all right? Well, like, first of all, okay, telling a woman that she's pretty or that, you know, she's more attractive, like, for example, okay, let's say you want to hit on your doctor. Now, don't hit on your doctor, okay? But let's say this patient, right, this perv patient of mine wanted to let me know that he liked me. Okay, wanted to make that move, which, by the way, don't ever do it. Remember one of you guys called in saying you're attracted to your doctor's nurse and you want to ask her out? And I was like, no, don't even go there. The last thing you want is your medical records in your girlfriend's hands. Don't even go there. You shouldn't. But for example, in this particular situation, okay, you want to tell the professional you're working with or whatever, all right, that you like them. Don't sideswipe the boob. You could say, you know what, doc, I don't know if I could still, you know, come to you as a patient because you're like the most attractive doctor I've ever seen. It's going to start getting awkward at some point. And so if I ever leave here, it's not because you're a bad doctor. Just, you know, it's really hard to see an attractive doctor. That actually is probably a very smart move. Now, again, the doctor shouldn't like the person back, but I'm just saying, if you want to convey something to somebody, okay, you don't cop a feel, all right? Now, of course, the doctor would probably say, oh, you're too kind. I'm not that attractive. You know, I mean, you'll say something like that. Or the doctor would say, you know what, that is good. I mean, I am too sexy. I really am too sexy. And, you know, the medical relationship is just too important. I will transfer you to somebody else. And I really apologize for being so sexy. I mean, that's probably what I would say, you know. But, you know, here's the problem. Okay, we doctors aren't very sexy. Okay, I know we sound sexy on the radio. I know, I sound sexy. I mean, I know, I can't help that. I sound sexy. But, you know, if you ever see me in my office, I mean, I'm wearing scrubs, I'm wearing my husband's socks. Sometimes I'm probably even wearing his boxers if I can't find any clean underwear. Right? I probably have an oversized maxi pad on that is getting bunched up and tipping over to the side. And I'm in a white coat. And maybe underneath all that, I got a sports bra on. All right, so I know I'm not going to work sexy, which is why I think you have perverts out there trying to cop feels. But honestly, if you have any problems trying to approach somebody and you need any advice, email the show. We'll give you some proper advice because the last thing I want is your moves to be interpreted as perverted because there's better ways to catch a lady. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey everybody, listen up, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SQUATTY POTTYstore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's talk about this new blood test, where scientists have discovered a quote-unquote chemical fingerprint in the blood that could give clues to age-related conditions, certain things that we would be afflicted with. Well, that kind of sounds like a no-brainer. We've already known that we have that capacity. But the rate of aging near the end of life. Now, that's interesting. This is kind of new. Scientists identified 22 metabolites. Now, metabolites are little molecules linked to metabolism that can, I guess, help them indicate how we are going to grow old. Now, according to Daily Mail, they say one in particular linked to a range of traits, including lung function, bone density, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, was actually identified. And they said it was strongly associated with birth weight. Now, this metabolite, for those of you who are taking notes, is called C-Glytrip, C-G-L-I-T-R-P. And they say levels of this metabolite could reflect accelerated aging in later adulthood. They said higher levels of the molecule were associated with lower weight at birth in comparisons between pairs of identical twins. Now, since identical twins share the same genes, this suggests that levels of the metabolite are altered by nutrition or different conditions in the womb. Now, the lead professor is Tim Spector. Not sure if he's single, ladies, but I'm sure he makes a pretty good dough. He says scientists have known for a long time. sounds sexy to me. Scientists have known for a long time that a person's weight at the time of birth is an important determinant of health in middle and old age. Okay, here's my problem with that, looking back at birth weight. Okay, when I gave birth, yes, you guys are going to have to hear this. All right, both of my kids suffered from what, or I should have said, I suffered from placental insufficiency. My placenta was not sufficient. And what had happened with both my children is they didn't have enough fluid. So they weren't making enough amniotic fluid. Now, why weren't they making enough amniotic fluid? Well, it's because either they weren't getting all the nutrients and the fluid from the placenta, so they weren't urinating. Amniotic fluid, remember, has their urine, you know, and a variety of other aspects to it. So they basically swallow their own urine. But they aren't really supposed to poop until after birth, but sometimes they do poop, and it's called meconium. But the fluid with both my children was very low. And at the end of my pregnancy, one was starving, basically, and he came out. He was still a good 6 pounds, 6 pounds, 10 ounces. But, I mean, he was supposed to be a bigger kid because my husband and I aren't, size fives by any means. I mean, you know, we're bigger boned, we're bigger people. My husband is 6 foot, linebacker build, and me, I was a trim 110 pounds. Yeah. Anyway, so he came out very, very skinny. The second kid, we had to deliver at the 8 month mark because he wasn't gaining weight, but because his lungs were already mature, after the amniocentesis, which was a bear because they couldn't find any fluid to actually suck the fluid out because I wasn't making any, fluid in there for the baby. So that baby came out 7 pounds, 5 ounces, maybe. I don't really remember my kid's birth weights. And so I feel like my issues with the pregnancy caused their lower birth weight. If my older boy would be able to cook, and the placenta wasn't giving him any issues, he could have been an 8-9 pound baby. So birth weight isn't so much determined by the fetus. Birth weight is a lot of times determined by the mom. I was a working mom, even though I did bed rest. My placenta just didn't. My placenta was a brick. I wish I would have, posted pictures for you guys of my placenta. It was a pretty good looking, piece of meat. And it, and it showed that, wasn't working right. So thank God, by the grace of the Lord, I have two healthy kids now. But I don't know if you could predict much based on what the birth weight was. Now, them looking at these metabolites and this C-glide trip type stuff, cool by me. All right, because to me, that's a little bit more scientific. I really wouldn't probably put much into this yet. I mean, I think a lot of us age based on stress. You know, I have a lot of stress in my life with medicine and Obamacare. I just heard another doctor bit the dust in terms of his practice. One of my patients called me saying he's not practicing anymore. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, seeing my colleagues drop like flies when I'm supposed to be in the prime. I mean, I'm 42 years old. I've had my practice for 13 years. I've been practicing medicine for 15 plus years. I'm supposed to be in the prime of my medical career, and Obamacare screws that up in one fell swoop. I'm putting on miles right now. And so any previous determination back in the 80s, let's say, of, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you'll probably, well, I wasn't a doctor then, but Dahlia, you may live X amount of time, et cetera. Your aging will be X, Y, and Z. No, I think stress ages you. And I got to tell you, I am putting on my, that's what I call it putting on miles. You know, putting on years, you're the same year, there's a birth year, that confuses people. But am I putting on miles? Absolutely. You know, this truck, this caboose, I'm trying to do my automobile analogy here. Give me a chance. It'll come. I'm ad-libbing all this. It'll come. My axles, my spark plugs are losing their spark. How about that one? Yeah. Spark plugs are losing. I gotta get my spark again. Don't I? Right? I gotta rev the Chevy up. Not bad. Not bad for on the fly. Not bad for, okay, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, all right, there is another Stand Your Ground case that has come to national attention, even though it happened about a year prior. So while we're watching the George Zimmerman trial, news is coming out on Marissa Alexander. Now, many of us didn't realize this happened, but Marissa Alexander, back in May of 2012, she's a Florida woman and a mom, was charged with three counts of aggravated assault or attempt to cause injury to another person with a dangerous weapon when she fired warning shots, allegedly, to deter her allegedly abusive husband. And she was sentenced to 20 years in a mandatory, or 20 years as a mandatory minimum order under Florida's 10-20 life law, which I guess these are sentencing for offenses involving firearms. Now, Stand Your Ground was supposed to protect her. Apparently, there was, I believe, a restrictive order or protective order against her husband. She had, allegedly had been assaulted by him before, already took out a protective order. She had fired warning shots back in August 2010. She claimed to escape a brutal beating by her husband. Husband wasn't shot, but she still got a 20-year sentence, all right, because of aggravated assault, etc. Now, of course, her attorney said she was clearly defending herself, should not spend the next two decades behind bars. This was back in 2012. And so the debate is coming up now for an appeal. She had originally rejected a three-year plea deal for three-year prison sentence because she said she didn't do anything wrong. So she rejected the plea deal for 3 years. I mean, if you fired warning shots and you have a kid that you want to protect, you wouldn't want to go to jail for 3 years either. I mean, of course she didn't take the plea deal. Now, again, I mean, maybe this wasn't in self-defense. Maybe they weren't warning shots. Maybe she did try to shoot him. I don't know. We don't have all the facts of that case that happened. But it's come to news in light this month because I guess they're trying for an appeal. Now, if this really happened the way it's being fed to us now in the media, where somebody tried to fire warning shots or fired warning shots and still firing warning shots lands you 20 years of prison, how the hell are we supposed to defend ourselves? You know, when I did my CCW training, I mean, you know, they taught you about warning shots. Yeah, warning shots you fire in the air, but if you're in an apartment building and somebody lives above you, you're not going to fire a warning shot up into the ceiling. How are you supposed to defend yourself if you can't fire warning shots without going to jail? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars. Online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two Freeze Dry Guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events, or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You've looked high and low. You think you've tried it all, and you still have yet to say, wow, I love how I'm feeling now. Imagine being able to eliminate a lot of your supplements and being able to get results all from one source that's been overmarketed, oversold, and underdelivered. The difference between this one supplement and all the others can be vast, and that difference will determine if you come alive or remain burdened. Call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, the one thing I'm noticing, and I'm sure many of you have noticed, is this huge anti-gun movement. Okay, I understand with Sandy Hook Elementary, with the James Holmes Aurora, Colorado shooting. Okay. Guns, assault rifles make a lot of people nervous. Many innocent people have died in gun violence, so I get that. Okay, I mean you really don't want to say you're pro gun, okay? Although people will say they're pro gun control, okay? I'm pro constitution, all right, and being able to protect my constitutional rights. But the one thing that I think we need to discuss is how public opinion can dictate law, all right? As we saw with the George Zimmerman case before he was even tried, okay? And he could have been guilty. George Zimmerman could be guilty, okay, of murder as opposed to it being self-defense. Public opinion already tried him. He was already considered guilty, George Zimmerman with the Trayvon Martin shooting. President Obama even got involved, saying if I had a son, it'd look like Trayvon Martin. Why the hell is the president of the United States getting involved in a case that could have been self-defense. I don't understand that. All right. So, but of course, politics are into everything. And you know, when we discuss the Marissa Alexander case, where the stand your ground isn't protecting her, and she's serving 20 years for allegedly firing warning shots. Okay. I guess aggravated assault and attempt to cause injury to another person. It seems to me that you having a gun could already put you guilty before proven innocent. If you were the one with the gun, even if you fired warning shots, you're considered guilty. Now, this public opinion is not going away. This one article caught my eye. The title of this article, Gun Safety: Insurance Companies May Succeed Where Lawmakers Failed. Okay? Which means this author is probably pretty excited about what she's about to write about. Basically, where insurance companies, she says, may be the best allies for gun control advocates, because they are pushing to restrict the spread of firearms in school. She says one Iowa-based insurance company will not insure a campus if there are weapons on campus. EMC Insurance Companies announced it will not renew insurance policies or continue to cover any Kansas schools that allow teachers and other school staffers to carry concealed guns. The company covers 85 to 90% of all schools in Kansas. They say it's not a new or politically based decision, yeah, right, but rather a long-standing rule buried in fine print. This public opinion of guns and protecting our kids and protecting ourselves and protecting our Second Amendment rights is not fazing people at all. In fact, you're basically in the crosshairs of people. If you have a gun, if you stand for or you know, gun ownership. And this is something that I think we need to discuss and be aware of, because if you could be thrown in jail for firing warning shots of your CCW, is this judges and prosecutors' way of trying to deter some of us from having a weapon or being a concealed carry? You know, we were taught in my class the use of warning shots, because the warning shots could hopefully prevent deadly force. You fire a warning shot, hopefully somebody flees. And you're taught that if somebody is fleeing because you fired a warning shot, you can't shoot them in the back. If they are leaving your house, you can't shoot them, right? Makes sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Firing a warning shot could be extremely life-saving. It could protect your family, and it could protect the assailant, letting them know that you have a firearm. You saying I have a firearm may not deter them. Them hearing the warning shot could. And them then turning around to leave can save lives, especially their own. But if we have a precedent set where if you did fire warning shots, it could be construed. Now, maybe she did try to shoot her husband. Okay, who knows? Again, I don't have, you know, the rule, but all we're hearing from CBS News is she claims they were warning shots. All right? And if you firing a warning shot could be an automatic prison sentence, depending on what state you're in, because they could say it was attempted murder or aggravated assault, that then does away with our ability to fire warning shots. Okay? I mean, the reason why we're firing warning shots is to save lives. One of you on break had said, well, then maybe just shoot the person. It'll be a lesser sentence. Well, you know, it's funny. We talked about that yesterday. What if you aim for the pinky toe? I mean, if you're going to get in trouble, right, for firing warning shots, is it less of a penalty in some states to then actually stop the assailant by firing a non-fatal to a non-fatal area? I don't think so. I think the sentence will still be more. But what the heck are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to defend ourselves? And is this society's way of helping Congress limit gun ownership? Is this society's way? You have insurance companies saying, you know what, fine, if schools want to carry guns, If schools want to have their teachers packing to protect their kids, we're not insuring them. I mean, this is extortion. This is in so many ways. I don't so much want teachers packing, because if these teachers don't know how to handle a gun, no. But I love the idea of armed guards at schools. I think that's brilliant. I mean, they do it in Israel. Okay, they in multiple areas have armed guards. I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's somebody armed where Obama's kids go to school. So, but if insurance companies are going to say, well, then you know what? Fine. We're not going to insure you. Just so now they get the quan, and so they now get the advertisement and the promotion and the celebrity status of, wow, I'm not for gun rights, so use me as a company because I'm siding with this side. This is some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Ken calling from Indiana. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. D. It's nice hearing you live, Virge H.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I don't do warning shots. Warning shots are for the military, and I train my wife. I train my daughter the same way I was trained when I worked at the prison. Two shots, you take them out. A dead man speaks no words.
Yeah.
If you have to pull that gun on somebody, you shoot, and you shoot twice. You shoot to stop the threat, and you make sure they're not getting back up. Because if you sit there and you're just going to point a gun at somebody, what's to stop them from running up, charging you, and grabbing that gun away from you?
Well, exactly. I mean, yeah, you can't wave a gun. My husband, you know, gave me the same lecture. He's like, you know, you don't wave a gun and think that's going to be enough. But, I mean, in my training, warning shots can be extremely effective in terms of deterring any bodily harm. And then what would you say with this woman where it was her husband? I mean, if she didn't want to shoot her husband, but she wanted to stop him in his tracks from attacking her, what do you do if it's a family member coming after you? I mean, I can understand if an assailant is coming into your house, you know, and he's facing you and you shoot him, you're going to be pretty much okay because he's facing you. He wasn't leaving. You didn't shoot him in the back. But what if it's a family member? I mean, that's where this is frustrating. So you're just trying to fire warning shots because the guy's drunk, or the guy's drugged out, or the guy's going crazy, and you want to stop him in his tracks. That's where I think it gets sticky.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you pull that gun, you drop two rounds on him. End of story. Dead man speaks no words.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Ken. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.